Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Catch us here every Tuesday at 9 a.m. So listeners, today's show focuses on something that we all can relate to, on ideology and how it shapes politics and policy. In simple terms, an ideology is a set of beliefs, ideas, and values that a person, group, or society holds, which shapes their understanding of the world and guides their actions. Today's political climate and conflict is driven by opposing ideology, values, and beliefs. The division in the desired direction of our country has become confrontational and very toxic. The people who make policy and steer the population in different directions are causing major conflicts that have led to violence and the stretching of the boundaries of the three branches of government. Daily, we have decisions made in the courts, by the legislature, and by the executive branch that are based solely on ideology and not necessarily based on what the wants and needs of the people are. Listen, we've got a great guest today, and Melissa's going to be introducing it shortly, but buckle up, buttercups, because this is going to be a wild one. But maybe today we can find our way to reach some common ground. Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our wonderful guest today and the staff that makes the show happen, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us on Common Ground, featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live. Can you hear me? I can't hear me either. Hello, can you hear me now?
We've lost Melissa. Well, on that note, we have a guest coming here today, sitting right next to us here. I think we have a technical difficulty, but we have Michael Cornacchia, and Cornacchia.
Hey, it's Cornacchia. However, it comes
okay,
out.
Hear me? Now you can hear
There's
me.
Melissa.
Okay,
there,
we've
now
got
you
Melissa.
Can, you
back.
Can hear me now.
So why don't you tell everybody about what we're gonna do?
What a time to be alive, right here, Common Ground. So it's September 30th, 2025. And in-house, we have a friend of mine who came all the way from Los Angeles. He is an actor. You can also find him online as The Corn Father. And Michael, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming. And when Scott told me the subject was going to be ideology and politics, the first thing I thought of was Bibi Netanyahu doing that speech at the UN, and so many people got up and walked out.
I agree.
And do you think, I have a question here.
Well,
for
before you have the question, why don't you let our listeners know how to get a hold of us?
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
That is so
stuff?
Important. Okay, you guys, we do want to hear from you. Please call in at 928-854-5687, and that 5687 also is KNTR. Or you can text in at 928-727-5566. If you're outside of Lake Havasu, please put a 1 in front of that number. And we also have Marissa June in-house, our producer. Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, is back there somewhere. And Paul Lavoie, our operations manager, is here. And Danny Garcia was here this morning taking some pictures for our website. And thank you, Danny, for doing that. And all right. So
back to the action.
Back to the show, the question I had. So, Michael, mm-hmm. when all those leaders got up and walked out, do you think that that was political theater?
Absolutely.
Grandstanding? Or do you think that they were actually standing up for their beliefs?
I think any time a political leader at the United Nations speaks and someone gets up and walks out, it is nothing more than political
theater.
It
wasn't just one someone, though.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's someone – now, we all have our opinions about Bibi Netanyahu, obviously, mm-hmm. and how – you know, how what he is doing. But you have to be able to separate the government – from the people. And the problem that we're having in the Jewish world is people because of anti-Semitism, have not been able to do that. That is the issue. That is why it is political theater. That the problem with that is it then allows anti-Semitism, which we do not have a word for any other group of people on this planet to talk about how it is they are hated other than the Jews, because it has been globally. The only reason I believe in the Bible today is because of how much the Jews are hated in the world today. It's biblical, the way God said. So I think the problem is people, my issue, a woman in her 80s who survived the Holocaust was in Colorado at a protest simply saying, bring back the hostages.
And she was lit on fire.
And she was licked on fire. fire. She died in America 80 years after the Holocaust that she survived because somebody threw a Molotov, firebomb, whatever, at her protest. And that is where this woman died. That, to me, is monstrous. And if that's why...
That's horrific.
That's my problem. They're allowing
Michael's wearing a shirt that says, I like Jewish people.
I had a shirt made so I could wear it around town, literally saying, like, I like Jewish people. Like a little too close or closer? Okay,
so we already have a question. There's a text that just came in.
Oh, thank you.
Why do you think they hate Jews? Does Christians get less hate? They follow the same God.
The reason why Jewish... I love that somebody asked that. The reason why people hate Jewish people is one reason and one reason only: jealousy.
No, I disagree, and I'll tell you why. I am Jewish.
Yeah, no, tell me.
So I do have a little bit of an insight into
this. Yeah, tell me why.
There was a schism that happened when Jesus was alive.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Okay,
yeah,
so you had the Old Testament was written by Jews for Jews in Hebrew, and then what ended up happening was when during his time, they wrote the New Testament. The Jews didn't accept the New Testament as part of their preaching. Their Jewish religion ended at the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So the New Testament wasn't a second chapter, you know, religion number two, the sequel. It wasn't like that. So when Christianity boomed and turned into the religion that it is today,
They
blame the Jews.
For killing Jesus.
For killing Jesus and for not accepting the New Testament as the Word of God.
But I think they're jealous because, and I'm going to give you this, because you're right, I wasn't thinking that far back because I don't think many people do. But I think if you look at the Jewish group, not the religion, Jewish people as a culture, they've been around for 4,000, almost 5,000 years.
Over 5,000.
Over 5,000. Now, the Jewish, and I am a recovering Catholic, okay? I'm not Jewish or anything. I could never be Jewish because it's too hard. Because the Jewish faith, the Jewish religion is the only religion on the planet that they deny you three times if you want to convert. You tell me what other religion says, no, we don't want you, no, we don't want you, no, we don't want you, okay, we want you. Most of the time, they're knocking on your door. That's it. Jewish faith believes that in order to be a good Jew, you have to continually question, ask. And because of that, the Jewish culture over these past 5,000 years have created the most amazing technology, which we all used, and they were able to turn a sandbox, a literal sandbox the size of New Jersey, into a world power with less than 5 million people. Because,
9 million, actually.
Well, in Israel.
In Israel, 9 million.
Yeah, less than 9 million, yeah, in Israel. They were able to create such a world power. They are the geniuses of the world.
Okay, Michael, I have to.
I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to rein that in because our topic of today is ideology and how it affects the politics of everywhere.
Absolutely.
Not just our nation, but the world. So we're in a situation now where the competing ideologies are so diametrically opposed to each other. It's like matter, antimatter.
Absolutely.
And so we're now in an interesting time today. We're less than 24 hours away from the government being shut down exclusively because of competing ideologies.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so you have Schumer, who will not give an inch, and I understand why, because the last time we had a continuing resolution, Schumer went with the Republicans to get it passed to give us to where we are today, still open for business, and the Democrats lost their mind over it and said he was a traitor, blah, blah, blah. So he was forced into a position to adopt that ideology. So, and then the Republicans, oh, no, we're not giving. We're not going to let you give health care to illegal aliens, and that was just their big hot topic. But the point is the competing ideologies are preventing America from moving
Absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely.
And it's hamstringing us all.
And who do you think is creating that?
both sides.
But who is when you say both sides, who is creating the ideology?
The media.
And who is then funneling and being leaders of these ideologies?
Both sides.
Absolutely. Yeah. The politicians.
That's correct.
But you have that, so you have to look at it. They are creating this so that we will talk about it, because it's so much easier to talk about. I mean, I'm telling you, how many times in the last 10 years have we talked about the government shutting down?
It's happened, I believe, 19 times yeah. since 1980, and three times it's been shut down.
But no, talking about the potential of it.
All the time.
So I don't remember as a kid ever hearing that the government might shut down.
And do you know why?
That's true.
There's a reason why.
Why is that?
The reason why is they actually did something called passing a budget.
Okay.
So they would pass a budget. It'd
yes!
be good for the year.
Yes.
And then the next year they would do something crazy. They'd yes. pass another one.
This is, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, man. I think it's all done on purpose. It's like sometimes when you watch, I'm not a big sports person at all, but there's the NBA finals and all of that. Whenever like one team plays another and they might be able to, if they win this, they're going to win the whole thing and it's over, but they lose it and then there's another game and then there's another game. So they can do it. I kind of feel like they do this on purpose now.
Well,
and I don't think it's cool. But.
No, the reality is it goes strictly back to ideology. But here's the point, and the most important point. The media and the mass media and social media are steering these opinions and ideologies, and I can give you a point. There's three types of creatures that exist in this world. Shepherds, sheep, and ostriches. You got ostriches that just bury their heads in the sand, don't really want to know or care what's going on. You got sheep that follow blindly, and they've got a few shepherds. The difference is, the fundamental difference is, for many decades and centuries, there would be one or two true leaders, true shepherds. Now we have hundreds of shepherds called social media.
Yeah.
So social media is causing people to be steered in one direction. These sheep are going one direction.
Let me tell you what I think about social media. The internet is amazing because it brings people together. But the internet is terrible because it brings people together.
Right.
Right. That is so true. And we have another text here. It says, competing ideologies. Republicans want to help corporations and the wealthy. Democrats want to help the people.
That's honestly, I'm going to just agree with that because I don't see any Democrat running out there telling their kids to be afraid of a drag queen reading to them in the library. I don't see any Democrat running out there and saying that if we allow abortion, all the babies in the world are going to be dead. I see Republicans running out there and fear-mongering. And the reason they fear-monger, and it's unfortunate, it's because they're working for, and this is where I think the problem is, these politicians, and you're right, the people who should be leading aren't, because they don't want to be in politics, and the people who are leading are the leaders who are all in it for themselves. And we have them on both sides. There's
so,
no question.
So to reply to your reply.
Yeah, please.
The Republicans, as per your comments, are basically, and per the text, are out for the rich and for the corporations. Now, I believe that by helping propagate the success of businesses, by giving them favorable tax structures, hold on, let me finish.
No, keep talking.
Giving them opportunities to grow and build their businesses helps America mm-hmm. by creating jobs, mm-hmm. creating infrastructure that will help to build our country going forward. Now, that being said, the Democrats, in my belief, are when they say they're out for the people, what people? They're out for the people that they feel are victims, but yet they will tell people to openly attack the ICE, the people that are trying.
No, Democrats aren't telling people to attack ICE. And I don't think anybody should attack anybody.
Oh, excuse me. So they're going in and storming ICE offices?
No.
They're not Republicans.
No. It is – there are people – they're not also Democrats either. Don't forget, like during the George Floyd – marches, this is exactly important. A lot of white Christian nationalists went in and caused chaos to make people like Fox News blame the Democrats. But you are right. There are wrong people attacking ICE, and they hate ICE. Now, whether or not they're Democrats or Republicans,
no,
they're more Democrats.
They are more Democrats.
But,
come on now.
But it's not. But you don't have a Democratic leader telling them to do that.
Okay, we're going to get to the text after the break. We're going to be here for another segment of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7.
Don't attack anybody.
Voice in the free.
Don't attack anybody.
Oh, yes, it will.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. I want to do a quick shout out to our sponsors, Blonsey Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop and Kingman, Top Turf AZ, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia, Neat Pool Supply, and Cloud Slingers. Okay, back to the show. I do also want to remind you guys the phone number to text in is 928-727-5566. And speaking of text messages, I have a few of them right here.
Is that the text one or the call-in?
That's the text one. The call-in one is 928-854-KNTR.
Thank you.
So the text is, again, 928-727-5566. And the most recent text, I do have a few of them here, it says, fear is how Republicans wish to control the population. It's just a statement more than a question. But you had just said, I do want to address something, you had just said that Democratic leaders are not going out and inciting this. Now, don't forget, I was in Portland yesterday, the war zone, right? And they, right now, have you been following what's happening in Portland?
Are they sending the National Guard?
They've been out there for 100 days.
Yes, they have.
And is it bad up?
It only...
Because L.A. wasn't bad at all.
It's only that one building
that's a thing.
After the sun goes down.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So, yes, it is bad. For that one building after the sun goes down. But during the daytime, you know,
I felt so bad for the National Guard in L.A. because they were just standing there.
Okay,
but I want to go back to the ideology about you were saying about Republicans and Democrats. And I'm concerned about Republicans making the, you know, we have this idea that Reagan had trickled down where if the companies do well, it'll go down to the laborer. But unfortunately, it's been proven time and time again that these companies give money back just to the stockholders.
This is
themselves.
A question for you. It's the bottom one. Do you want to read it?
The worship of a belief system, person, place, or thing. So how do we get both sides to stop worshiping their way? Jesus, to make all come to Jesus. He's the truth, the life.
Hey, no laughing.
Now, I'm laughing because I love Charlie Kirk died. I'm only laughing because you are right, but you can't say one specific thing. You can't say everyone needs to come to Jesus because not everyone believes that. But if you want to say everyone should come to the teachings of Jesus, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you, then yes, I do think that is a common ground.
Okay, so here's...
The rest of the text says, he is the truth, the light, and the way.
So...
But so is being true to yourself and common and doing good to others as you would do themselves.
Michael, you just hit it on the head. I've told this to people in my business many times in conversations. If you take basically every religious text and winnow it down to its raw essence, be true to yourself, be true to your God, be kind to others.
That's it.
The writings in the scripture are a foundation for you to build on that. It allows you, it gives you the structure to be able to pursue those simple needs. If you just follow simple precepts, your life will pretty much be in good shape.
Yeah.
But now, back to ideology.
Yeah.
So here we are in a situation where we're in a stalemate. We have two competing ideologies. Not necessarily either of them are right or wrong. They are what they are. The thing that's different, the thing that is driving things into a different zone that we never had before is social media and the media as a whole. Okay, we have agenda-driven media, agenda-driven social media that are pushing an ideology. But now here we are. It was as bad as it has been and as crazy as it has been, it is now going to leap into a whole new area with AI. Right now we have AI-generated videos, AI-generated photos, AI-generated opinions, AI-generated books, AI-generated articles.
Actors.
Yeah, you have no idea the impact going forward this is going to have on the makeup of our minds and how we're going to be looking and perceiving things. I don't know when I look on social media what image I'm looking at or what video I'm looking at is real. They have those disaster videos.
Yep.
They show waves.
Yep.
To volcanoes.
Oh, I've gotten fooled.
But that's everybody's going to be fooled.
But this means you can't be afraid of it because it's here. And you say, what is it going to be? It's here. And it's only going to get more intense. I think that's what you're referring to.
Correct.
So you have to be more vigilant.
And more diligent. And you're
You have to triple cross-reference. And unfortunately, I don't think people know how to legitimately reference a statement. Because people don't know where the real sources come from. You and I used to go to libraries.
You just hit it on the head, Michael. Because here is the real deal, guys. You see something that you think is highly suspect. And then you do some more drill down research on it. And the next four sources you drill down and read are also suspect.
Uh-huh.
So there is no reality check anymore.
But we had it. We had it when we were growing up.
No.
They're called libraries.
We can't live in the past. We can only live with what we have.
No, but you have still libraries, and you have the ability to go and cross-reference. And believe it or not, I'm going to blow everyone's mind. You can literally say, hey, ChatGPT, I have taken pictures of things, and I've screenshotted it, sent it to ChatGPT. Can you tell me what you know about this? Search the internet and tell me if this is legit. And she will. And yes, my ChatGPT is a she because women are smarter than men.
No,
so,
hey.
Agreed.
So sorry to say that.
Hey.
I always say
hey now.
I always say that. No offense to men, but we are we live in a world that is designed for us, so we don't have to think as hard.
So let's go with
wow.
your chat. Let's go with your ChatGPT.
Oh,
let's go with that.
Wow.
But you also have to check ChatGPT.
That's what I'm about
like
to say.
Mike Lindell, you know the pillow guy.
Sure.
His legal team sent a brief to the courts, and the courts were like, "This thing references cases that didn't exist. You had ChatGPT do the
created
whole thing,
for
and you sent it in because ChatGPT
with no editing.
Yes, so you have to check her work because ChatGPT is still getting information based on what's out there, and it
okay.
might be incorrect.
So, like I said, this is
so
going
to
be a wild.
To you.
This is going
to,
but it is no longer up to us, and I will tell you why.
No,
you stop.
Go ahead,
Michael. Let me
okay,
explain
I want to hear
this.
Okay,
you have an article that you read.
Yes.
And you're questioning its validity.
Yes.
You go to chat, you go look elsewhere and you find similar ones, but you're not sure because there's variances. So you go to ChatGPT. It says, hey, diligently go through this and research this and tell me what is real and what is not. That you're asking an opinion for reality on something that's not real, on an entity that's not real.
But it will tell you that.
So now they come up with the conclusion. I believe that this is real based on this. Now you have to fact check that. How far down the line you have to fact check? And do the people have the ability, time, patience, or knowledge to be able to do that?
If you don't, you're an idiot. And you shouldn't have patience. You should be able to do this quickly. I can do it. I can type in a question, and then it'll send me, and I'll type it into Google, and then Google will pop up all of the headlines about it.
Okay.
And then you look at who the headlines are coming from. It's the simple, consider the source.
Ideology versus politics.
And you
so
need
now,
ideology.
Time out.
Go ahead.
How many people do you know who are 80 years old that still have flip phones?
Her husband.
You think?
I don't think he's 80.
No, he's not, but he does have a flip phone.
The point I'm getting at is there's a large sector of the population that don't even know what ChatGPT is.
Yeah, now, and you know
what?
But yet,
they go to Facebook and the internet,
yep.
and they see things,
yep.
and they draw the conclusions,
yep.
and they don't have those abilities.
Yep.
Where is the big brother, whether it's Democrat, Republican, what entity is going to be the arbiter of truth?
I will do that for them. I will go to all of the nursing homes, and I will go to all of the retirement homes, and I will sit down, and I have done this. I am a Gen Xer, so don't forget, boomers and Gen Xers have been together the longest. I have been helping boomers
my whole life. Say what? What are you saying?
I've been helping boomers my whole life. I had an audition with another actor. It was a Zoom audition during COVID. He was upside down for 30 minutes. He was an older gentleman, and we couldn't audition until we got him right side up. Then he didn't know where the script was, even
I
though
got
it was high. But so
wait, let's get this. Let's get some of these texts
okay.
in.
I helped you.
You did.
This is
we didn't get the part.
A text regarding religion. It says, why do we need religion to be moral? Do we have no inner sense or right from wrong?
I have a friend who's an atheist, and she was asked in college, how do you decide not to kill someone if you don't have a religion? She goes, because I'm a good person.
Right. now something.
So a moral compass.
Amanda Litbeck, that's you,
now,
baby.
Now, something to be said. if you go back into before monotheism, before there was one god, you had multi-gods. You know, you had multiple gods going back thousands and tens of thousands of years. Now, why were these religions put in place? It was simple, control and fear.
Thank you.
Right.
Give me a handshake.
Right.
Original religion, back in the day, they would do human sacrifices.
Uh-huh.
They would do crazy, different events to solidify the grip and hold on the community out of fear. If you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. Okay, if you do this, you're going to go to hell.
I heard that as a kid.
It was early on based on control. Then we went to monotheism where they had a one god, whether it was Buddha, whether it was Jesus, whether it was, whatever individual that you were dedicating your life to. It still had elements of the fear. If you look at all the teachings and all the writings, if you do this, you're going to end up with 70 virgins in heaven. If you do this, you're not. If you do this, you're going to go to heaven. You do this, you're going to go to hell. It was a way of controlling people. Now, there's also some love and some fellowship and some peace of mind that people receive from believing in God. Now, I'm a Jew for Jesus, okay?
You are?
Yeah.
I've met one?
You met
one? Oh, my God!
And you're wearing the shirt.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Well, do you know?
You really exist.
I exist.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Jew for Jesus, and I'll tell you why. I was raised a Jew. I was bar mitzvahed. But in life later on, I decided that the New Testament and the Old Testament were like bookends.
Mm-hmm.
They were ways of backing my life on both sides. I believe that both were the Word of God. I believe that both have value. And I believe that hedging my bets, I am Jewish, so... I mean,
he's saying that just in case they're right.
Just in case.
I mean, let's be realistic. There's an element to that. Are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you.
Are you laughing with me?
I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. You're like, just in case. But I get
it. Well, no.
When I was younger,
there was an element out of it. Goes back to the fear factor. You know, I said, if billions of people believe in Jesus and the New Testament, and I'm wrong, you know, then why am I here? Why am I doing what I do?
Oh, my God, I can't believe you thought that. You know, I grew up, I'm a recovering Catholic. We went to church every Sunday, and church was amazing because it was like, you know, 45 minutes. Every other church is like long. But as I got older, I was like, okay, this is not real. You know what I mean? And now I'm a recovering Catholic.
Gotcha. Well, hold on. Let's hear. I know. I told you it's going to be a blast of a show,
listeners. I'm going to say that this text is from somebody from the left. Control and fear. Who does this sound like today? Who do you think that sounds like?
Nancy Pelosi.
Control and fear.
You're funny.
I like to be the Republican sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
No, honestly, but you have to admit that we do have a person in the office who loves to... who confused the Declaration of Independence with the Civil War. I watched that. He thought we could inject disinfectant to get rid of a virus or put light into our body, which is right. It would get rid of the virus. It would also get rid of us. The problem is we have someone who spent his life, and I grew up in Philadelphia around Donald Trump when we were kids and we marched in his thing. The only way he can... control, the only way he can rule is this way. Now, he's a master at manipulating the media and changing the narrative, and it's not that hard to do. If other people would do it and counteract, now, what's his name, is trying to do it, Newsom, but that is how he's ruling.
How is Newsom viewed in California?
Like, we love him now.
You do?
I find him to be very Hollywood, but, I mean, he's the best we got.
Oh, so wait.
I do love him. California is number four in the world. We fund this whole GF country.
So hold on a second.
We fund all of it.
Let's back up a moment here. I want to talk to you about the authoritarian and the way that our current administration is running things and controlling things and leading by control. Well, I'm going to say it, BS on that one, because it's both. For 4 years.
Yeah, I remember when Biden sent the National Guard in to Alabama.
Before we wind this up, I'm going to pick up on this after the break. But
I remember when Biden said that they were eating the cats and the dogs in his presidential debate.
We're going to be on KNTR.
I remember
we'll
that.
We'll get you back in a minute or two on KNTR Talk Radio.
And I remember
6.7, 5, and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Thank you. Welcome back to KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5, and 3, Voice of the Free. Catch us here every Tuesday at 9 a.m., and we got Marissa June to read our sponsors today.
All right. Hello, everyone. Going to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors. First of all, Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night with brunch or friends, Great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, the small town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in store today. Just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Sorry about that. Annie's Thrift Shop. It's not just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. And last for this segment, Top Turf AZ, the largest showroom in Havasu with unbeatable wholesale pricing. Premium turfed, backed by warranty. Top Turf is your turf headquarters, where they will match or beat any local competitor's price guaranteed on 92 North Lake Havasu Avenue.
All right, we're back.
Thank you.
So you got a text or two again?
Thank you, Marissa. So, yes, we have another text here. It says, oh, then there's another one coming in. Here's a Michael. Thanks for being on the show and speaking the truth and naming names and unpopular. That's unpopular in Mojave County. I think I'm in love.
Oh, is he straight or gay?
I don't know. I hope
he's happy.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Michael likes to go. Well, okay. So here's the next text. Morality is derived from a place outside of ourselves. Otherwise, we would not have the society we currently live in. We as humans could not continue to exist and thrive without the base standard of morality. There would be no point in being good if there was no purpose for being good.
Oh, God.
Good people are only good by what has been instilled. And by the way, as a Christian, the Catholic Church is not worth your time, and good on you for leaving them.
Time
out. Before we go.
I'm just reading these.
I know. Before we go any further.
Don't shoot them.
Became a priest, by the way.
We'll stop.
My great cousin was a pope.
Hold on. Let me clarify a few things on this show. One, I don't disparage any religions or any beliefs. People's belief structures are sacrosanct to them. What makes sense to them.
Right.
So I won't, it's just like political beliefs, I will not denigrate people's political beliefs. I'll also not denigrate people's religious beliefs.
That makes sense.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
So our callers and listeners, please, you know, try to refrain from that. Because
then how do I say I'm a
recovering?
How do I say I feel like my religion was incredibly traumatic to me growing up as a gay man? How do I say that without being offensive?
It's real simple. I didn't agree with the religious precepts that they were pushing on me,
great,
and I had
perfect.
To walk
but
away.
But by saying like I don't like the Catholic Church is what you're
well,
saying.
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean it's like it's part. It's
I
like
can't say
all
I don't like
one
way
or the other way.
And then they,
so,
yeah.
Would you say that in your religious upbringing that there was aspects?
Aspects?
That there were portions of the religious upbringing that you had that were
no.
beneficial in any ways?
No.
None.
None.
Okay.
My brother and I sat there about a year and a half ago. We were driving. I have a twin,
yes.
Straight twin fraternal brother.
Okay.
So I understand the idea between...
Identical brother or no?
No, fraternal.
I know.
Okay. Just because people... That means we don't look alike. We have nothing... The only thing we have in common is we came out of the same area. And
at the same time.
The same time. Yeah. No, he came out 6 minutes before. But regardless, he and I were just talking about how much time we wasted going to church, and we were involved with the Catholic.
Okay, let's move on from that.
Yeah.
Do we have a further text, or are we caught up
I'm
now?
Sure she's gone.
Let's have another text where we can talk.
Well, first of all, you can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-5687. And if you'd like to talk to
us. So I want to go into another area relating specifically to politics. Okay, the idea of this show of Common Ground is to try to bring people closer together.
Absolutely.
Because we're in a position now where we're like the universe, we're expanding and falling farther and farther adrift from each other. The recent violent attacks, both from the left and the right, because I believe that, for example, the church, that the Latter-day Saints church that was run into by a truck, was lit on fire.
Who
and people
it?
Were shot up.
Horrific.
He was a former military.
Was he part of the church at all?
No, he hated the church. I'm not sure what his background is, so I'm not going to speculate. But what I can tell you is, from all part and parcel appearances at this point, he was most assuredly, it appears that he was not a left-wing radical. He may have just been a disgruntled soldier who hated the church for whatever reason, maybe from
soldier
his upbringing.
Of the church?
No, he's soldier in the U.S. military.
Oh, in the military. Gotcha.
So my point is about violence and politics. The differing opinions and the differing ideologies that we're facing today are driving people so far asunder from each other, so far apart, that it's leading to an increased violence.
Right.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I know. And I think I don't know if the number of guns that people have access to are the problem. But this is what I will tell you, and I will cross the aisle for your listeners, and I will tell them how I was a bigot when it came to people with guns. For many, many years, I thought you didn't need more than a shotgun to kill a deer. And if you had anything, whatever you folks call them, automatic rifle, military machine, like civilians don't need military guns.
I can
but
understand
wait,
that.
Let me finish. That was completely changed when I am a Lyft driver in Los Angeles and I had a passenger in my car who explained to me the mechanics of the actual tool he was using and how much he enjoyed the mechanics. And then I was like, this is enjoyment for him, and he is a responsible gun owner. That would be like someone telling me, no, you can't put on heels. You can only go this far in what
okay,
you want to do.
Okay, so I'm going to make a local comment for our local listeners here in Lake Havasu. I have frequent customers and clients that come into my business. And we talk about where they're from, and they're from California, but Havasu is so nice and so clean. And I explain to them, it's real simple. The reason why generally we don't have a lot of rampant street crime or robberies or murders is because we all have guns.
Yeah, but you're also, how many people are in Lake Havasu?
Well, 60,000?
Thank you. How many people live in Los Angeles?
No,
you
that's
cannot
not,
talk about how many.
Of course you can. Of course
how many people
can.
Live in Los Angeles?
I have no idea.
There are 4 million people who live in the city. There are 10 million people who live in the county.
Okay.
Los Angeles has more people in it than the majority of the states. The
okay.
two Dakotas together don't have 2 million.
Michael.
The wow.
Dakotas. Michael, sorry, Michael, stay on point here.
See, I am. I'm just trying to help
so,
you.
People ask me about, you know, where's the gun?
I have no problem with that.
Michael, I need you to just
I'm sorry, can
be
I,
quiet
I,
for
okay,
a moment. In Lake Havasu, we don't have the rampant crime. It's not because we're smaller, because we'd still have the crime. Have you seen any gang graffiti around our streets?
I have seen the median age, which is 53. I was at her beautiful restaurant, and the majority of people who came in could not hold up a graffiti can. So please don't tell me it's because of the, the people here are looking to wake up, drink their coffee, have a bite to
eat.
That's
a broad generalization.
It isn't. It is the median age is 53. That is not a broad generalization. How many people graduate from here and say, I'm going to stay in Lake Havasu? There's nothing wrong with staying in Lake Havasu. But how many people do it? How many people go to L.A. or go to a big city?
Whenever you're interested in letting me finish my point.
Well, your points are really long, so I just want to let you know. Tell me why you think having guns in a city called Lake Havasu, which has 65,000 people, makes
Michael,
it better.
I'm going to have to turn your microphone off if
okay,
you don't let
no,
me
no,
finish. Okay?
Please finish.
What I'm trying to tell you is the reason why we don't have the rampant crime and the cities like Chicago, which are huge, the criminals don't care about the laws, gun laws. So when they have no gun laws, no gun possession laws, hold on, and they... The citizenry of these larger cities, these gun control cities, have trouble getting weapons, but the criminals who don't care about the law can get all the weapons they want. So there's rampant violence because the citizenry cannot defend themselves adequately with the guns that are available to them because of the laws. Gun-free communities, generally speaking, have less rampant. Michael, it looks like your brain's going to explode.
How long this point is going to go? You say, keep letting me finish, and you keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Because it's true?
It's not true.
Yeah,
and
is.
I'm telling you why it's not true.
Because
and you're telling me you're going to turn off my microphone, which is completely what Republicans love to do.
No,
you're
you
going to sit here being a Jew for Jesus. That's like a gay Republican. I didn't even know they existed. And I won't even let you talk. You just said the same thing 15 different ways to me because you love to hear yourself talk. And I am so done with this because you're incorrect. You think guns? If everyone in L.A. had a gun, people would be okay? I have never seen a gun. I've lived in L.A. for 30 years since I was 18. I have never seen anyone with a gun. And I've never seen the crime that you all think is happening. I've never seen someone pull out a gun and shoot a gun, ever. So no, I think people have every right to carry guns. In fact, I'm thinking about getting my own gun.
Which
but I don't agree with you on the fact that Lake Havasu is safe because they all have guns. Lake Havasu is safe because the median age here is 53. And the biggest thing you guys have is a bridge. So don't sit here and tell me your place is safer because everyone has a gun. That's all I'm going to say. Now you can speak.
Why, thank you.
It's like a gavel. Did we just get a text in? Can I say that? What? A phone call? Okay, I'll take it. Hello, caller? Hello?
My name is Wayne, and I'm enjoying the show here.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you for calling.
Hi. You betcha. And I just wanted to say I lived in Lake Havasu City since 1980. And one of the reasons I think it's safer here than anybody else, any other place, is because all the normal people left all those crazy places and came here. That's my opinion.
All right, I'm going to look that up.
He's asking ChatGPT.
And I want to apologize. And
no, I don't. I just don't apologize.
No, I'm going to apologize.
What it's about. It's about this. It's about this. It's fine.
So the question is, you believe that the people from other areas came here to get away from the crime-ridden areas?
I was born and raised outside of Chicago.
Oh.
Well, how long did you live in Chicago before you
moved
here?
I lived there till I was just turned almost 23 when I left.
Okay. So you left on your own reconnaissance. It's not like your family took you, correct?
Correct.
And what made you decide on Lake Havasu? Had you visited prior?
No. What we moved to, I got married. My wife's family moved here.
Okay.
We got married and moved to San Diego. Lived there for a couple years.
Yeah, San Diego's beautiful. It's just expensive as F.
Yeah, and the hassle factor's pretty high. And so we came here and thought it was a great place. I have two boys that are 40.
Yeah, no, I love this place. My point is, I think Lake Havasu is gorgeous, but you can't say it's only safe because everyone carries guns. You know, it's safe because there's not that many people here, period. You know, and there's not that many people, like you said, who come here to cause trouble. And unfortunately, you know, we do have a bad graffiti problem in Los Angeles.
Well, Chicago is unreal.
I've never been to Chicago, which stinks. I know that's the worst thing to say. But I've heard so much about it. I just don't know anything about it personally. So.
Well, it's sad because Chicago is a beautiful city. You go downtown, it's beautiful. I mean, I didn't leave there because I didn't like it.
I used to live in Rolling Meadows, right? Arlington Racetrack was my backyard, and I agree with you. It is a beautiful city, but like Portland too is very beautiful. But there are places that you can't go.
Well, like you were saying, the media, for example, Los Angeles. There was nothing wrong with L.A.
I was born and raised.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong when the media was going off and saying the National Guard. My own sister in Connecticut is like, they're burning those Waymo cars. I was like,
there's a text person that wants to know if you, Scott, do you have a gun?
I have many guns.
I want to have a gun. I do, just so everyone knows, not only did I agree with this man on what he wanted, I believe if you want to have a tank and you have the proper facility for that tank and you have the proper rules set up for that tank, because I do believe most gun owners do have type A personalities.
And are safety conscious.
Yes!
Hold on a second. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. And we got to wrap up the segment in a moment.
And I do want to apologize if I came up off crazy.
No, I want to apologize for one thing. This is
this is what we do. That's we put it on the table and talk about it.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
So,
thank you,
real Wayne. Quick, I'm going to wind this up. I just want to apologize to you for only one reason. My opinion is my opinion. Your opinion is your opinion.
Yeah.
But I should never have said I was going to shut your mic off. I was just running out of damn time.
Look, your opinion is your opinion. My opinion is my opinion. And my opinion is right. I'm kidding.
We'll catch you here on Common Ground in the next minute or two. 106.75. And three.
Voice of the free.
Alright, welcome back to Common Ground. Just going to read off our last few sponsors. Martin Swanee Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, they've been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes off Andy Devine Kingman. Neat Pool and Supply, serving Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated in the heart of Havasu, it's where your backyard oasis begins, on 52 Scott Drive. And last but not least, Cloud Slingers, the largest vape shop in Arizona with 13 locations, including Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman. From top shelf juice to unbeatable prices, it's your vape freedom. Mention promo code KNTR or Common Ground to get 10% off your entire purchase at Cloud Slingers.
All right, we're back on the air here, and I just want to clarify, there was a question on the text that was longer than I understood it to be. There was a reference to that I indicated somehow that guns, there weren't a lot of guns in Lake Havasu. No, and gun owners? No, there's majority of the people in Lake Havasu are gun owners. Never indicated
there's
that.
There's like 19 gun shops here,
and,
too.
Yeah, and I own a number of guns.
Yeah, I thought you made it clear.
Yeah, so there was no doubt about that. But I have our guest, Michael, would like to make a little statement. That's going to be a new part of our format, is letting our guests make a little closing comments before I get into our common ground.
I thought so I'm going to come back every week and do the last part. No, I just want to say that I do agree that media and social media have allowed frenzied violence to outbreak, to happen in this country. This is what I would suggest everyone doing and saying, what are we going to do? You have to become more vigilant. If you can't decipher what is real and what isn't, then you need to learn how to do that. And don't feel bad if you can't. The world and the way media is growing has changed, especially if you were older than me, which is 50. For many, many decades, you saw headlines and believed them. Now you see headlines on your computer or on your phone or on your flip phone, and you believe them. You cannot do that any longer. You must question everything that is put in front of you before automatically assuming it. That is how we live from now on.
Even if you hear somebody really important, like the President of the United States, saying that people are eating cats and dogs,
you need to do
the
research.
You need to do the research.
Due diligence.
So once again, the common ground today between our strong left-wing Democrat friend here and guest is to... is to agree that the media, both left and right, is propagating agenda-driven news and opinion journalism. And in this case with AI, mm-hmm. the scariest thing in our future is AI-driven media. Photos. The one I laughed at is the, real quick when we wind up, is the picture of Donald Trump, Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell with being kissing little girls. But Epstein's legs are missing.
Yeah.
Because they cropped it together and they just didn't do a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what's real. So on that note, I really do appreciate our guest here today, and it was very animated. And I'm going to ask you a question. Would you be willing to come on the show
Absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely. I would love you. I love you both. I'm not a big fan of her, but I'm definitely.
Oh, man. Poor Marissa. She's laughing her butt off. But,
I love Marissa.
But listen,
makeup is awesome.
We had an animated show, and I'd like to continue that. And I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in and calling. And on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3, share us and like us. Let's Find Common Ground on Facebook, Instagram, and on our website, letsfindcommonground.com. Because you can find out what's going on, see all our streaming shows and our archive shows. You can watch it all. Listen to it all. Check it all
this
out.
This is a great show. I do think this common ground is important.
We're trying to make a difference.
It is.
You know,
great.
Like Duck Duck Jeep or Pay It Forward. It's a movement.
Yes.
Well, thank
it is
you
a
for
movement.
Tuning in.
And
folks.
I need to
we'll
go have
next
my own
Tuesday.
Movement.
What, okay. What's playing now? Oh, my God.
They're eating the cats.
Eating the dogs.
Eating the cat.
Oh, my
God. The dogs.
They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. 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 Eat the cat.
This is KNTR Talk KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.